Welcome to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and today we're coming to you live from the Speaker's Lounge in the state capitol, just outside the House chambers, where in less than an hour, Governor Dennis Dugard addresses lawmakers with his budget proposals for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. You'll hear the governor's budget address live here on SDPB Radio right after Dakota Midday. And following the address, you can join the conversation, or during the address, you can join the conversation on Twitter using hashtag SDBudget. And you can also follow us at SDPB News. First, I'm joined by a couple of legislative leaders, Democratic Senator Billy Sutton, who was elected Senate Minority Leader for the 2015 session. And Senator Sutton, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Also with us is Senate Majority Leader Tim Rave. And Senator Rave, welcome back. Nice to have you with us again.
Thanks, Carl.
Well, the governor is, in less than an hour, will start to his budget address. And Senator Rave, we'll start with you. Do you expect the governor's budget proposal will be that much different from what we've seen the last couple of years?
No, I don't. I mean, you know, obviously the common theme is conservative. Don't spend what we don't have. And that's been the governor's theme throughout his tenure. And so I don't think we're going to see anything different than that today. I think I don't want to call it a vanilla budget, but very conservative, conservative revenue number estimates, and just being thoughtful about it as it goes forward.
Senator Sutton, what do you expect from the governor today?
Yeah, I would agree. I would expect something similar, especially with the revenue projections portion. You know, in the past years, we have struggled a little bit hitting our projections, and so it'll be interesting to see, you know, what gets laid out, but I expect similar to previous years, but probably a lot different than several years ago when we had all the budget struggles. So I expect probably increases, you know, for education and providers and stuff like that, but we'll see what actually gets laid out.
Well, with a cautious budget, does that create certain challenges, Senator Sutton, for the legislative session as far as any proposals or ideas that you and the Democrats may have?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, with less money on the table, that makes it all that much more difficult. And so, you know, you may have to find different avenues to find those dollars, you know, maybe looking at just different areas. And so we'll see what we can come up with, and you know, at the end of the day, there may still be some money left on the table, but that's for the legislature to decide. I mean, the governor can propose these measures, but once that's proposed, it becomes the legislature's job to vet through all the proposals and decide, you know, what our priorities are as a legislature.
Yeah, Senator Ray, what happens then after this afternoon? The governor makes his budget proposal. Then what's the next step for the legislators?
Sure. Well, actually, the Appropriations Committee is going to meet briefly after the budget today to kind of level set themselves and prepare for the session and kind of come up with a plan. They'll start, you know, that first week or two of session, they spend a lot of time going through, well, probably actually the first 3 or 4 weeks, going through all the budgets of each department. And so they'll pick those apart pretty thoroughly, and then make some decisions from there, as Senator Sutton alluded to. Certainly both of us probably have priorities. Some of those might be the same, some different, but that gives us an opportunity during those few weeks to go, oh gosh, you know, there's a million here, a million there, and maybe use some of that money to address some of our priorities as well.
How closely does the Appropriations Committee then work with the governor?
Well, Senator Sutton, having served on appropriations, I never have in the 12 years I've been here, but you know, they work closely. I mean, I think that's a fair statement. It's a massive budget, and being part-time legislators, we're not here all the time, and so to try and bring yourself up to speed and start picking that budget apart, it takes a lot of time, and I think in the part-time capacity we are, it's a challenge.
Yeah, Senator Sutton, as a member of the Appropriations Committee, how does that, you know, the collaboration, I mean, could you describe it as a collaboration with the governor?
Oh, I think so. I mean, we get a lot of input from, you know, BF&M and Commissioner Dilges. I mean, I think either him or a staffer pretty much lives in the Appropriations Committee during the session. I don't know if I've ever seen him not in there.
I don't think so.
So they do spend a lot of time in there trying to, you know, get everybody up to speed on why it is they're offering what they're offering and why it is they want to do, you know, the different policy item that they're proposing. And I think that's important for us to hear as well. Otherwise, I mean, it creates more merit for that item. Or, you know, if we disagree with it, we know where it's coming from.
Looking ahead to this upcoming session, Senator Ray, for the Republicans, are there certain priorities that you've already discussed that at this point, about a month or so before the new session comes ahead, that will be on the table?
Well, maybe not directly relating to the budget, but in a kind of parallel way. I know transportation funding is going to be probably the major issue this session. I mean, obviously, we'll talk about other things as well, but that has been a lot of time devoted to putting a package together to address the ongoing needs of roads and bridges, both at the state and county level. And so that is going to, I think, consume a lot of the media time, the kind of front burner issues. So you'll see a lot of that, and that's going to take a lot of dollars, whatever we decide to do. And so there will be some budgetary dynamics there, but not directly related to the governor's budget.
Front burner issues for the Democrats?
Yeah, I think we've had some discussions probably revolving around education. We talk about education a lot, but more specifically a teacher shortage in South Dakota and trying to figure out ways to attract our own, you know, students that are going into the education field or the lack thereof that are going to the education field. That's one of the problems, is the pipeline of getting those kids to go into education. A lot of that, you know, revolves back to the dollars that are available to them once they get into the workforce. And so that's been going to be one of our focuses, probably, is teacher pay and how we can enhance that or attract, you know, teachers into South Dakota. You know, we've talked about the last couple of years, but Medicaid expansion is another big topic for us that we feel is very important. And then transportation as well. You know, I would agree with Senator Rave there. It's a pretty important issue, and, you know, it's a pretty big dollar amount that we're looking at. And so we're going to have to look at that long and hard. And you know, that's going to be a really big issue as well.
When you're talking about transportation, roads, that sort of thing, Senator Rave, is gas tax, is that something that's on the table?
Well, I think, and Senator Sutton probably agree, I think everything's on the table. There are probably some things that would meet some severe challenges. Maybe I know they've talked about dye diesel tax and ag to commercial rates on license plates, or registration, excuse me. But I think that, yes, gas tax is on the table, probably an excise tax increase, probably are the big two. And then, you know, we'll see where the dollar amount and what people can kind of, the thing with the gas tax is we're so far behind, we have not kept up with inflationary growth on gas tax. My concern would be that now, as I see the headlines even this morning in the national news, that gas is going to continue to go down, at least through Christmas. I don't want us to go into that going, oh gosh, you know, we can raise it 40 cents because if it gets down to, you know, $2.50 gas, well, good grief, it's only $2.90 and that's okay because we've been paying $3.50. Because that'll go back up again. So, I think we just need to be real thoughtful about how we progress through that and look, have a long-term vision that addresses the needs but doesn't put us in a box later.
Senator Sutton, when you start talking about taxes, is that always a tricky thing to navigate around, even if it's agreed by both Democrats and Republicans that we need to do something regarding funding for transportation and road repair and that sort of thing?
Yeah, sure. I mean, anytime you talk about increasing taxes, and more specifically new taxes, that creates a whole new challenge. And a lot of times it's just having those conversations with your constituents and with the public and making the case why we need the dollars and the added dollars. If we can't make the case, then we shouldn't be asking for it. And so it's our job and you know, the people we work with's job to make sure that we make it clear why the dollars are needed. And if you disagree why they're needed, you need to make the case why we don't need them.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're here live at the state capitol in the Speaker's Lounge, where in about 45 minutes or so, Governor Dennis Dugard will address lawmakers with his budget proposals for the upcoming fiscal year. And you'll hear that live here on SDPB Radio. Joining us now, a couple of legislative leaders from the Senate. We're talking with Democrat Minority Leader Billy Sutton and also the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Tim Rave. And Senator Rave, a couple of the issues that Senator Sutton just talked about, Medicaid expansion, education, these are things that have been talked about the last couple of sessions. Is there anything new that needs to be done there? Any any movement on or changes where those issues are concerned?
Well, you know, education funding, obviously, we talk about every year, and I think they actually have since the beginning of statehood. and I say that in all seriousness. We will have that discussion. And those are discussions that, I mean, that's why people elect us to come here and discuss those issues and make those decisions. And so that definitely we will talk education funding. I think, Medicaid expansion, again, let's have that discussion. Let's look at innovative ways to address that issue. And if we can come to some kind of solution that works for South Dakota long term and helps those most needy that need health care, I think nothing's off the table that way. I think certainly that's why we're here to have those discussions.
Senator Sutton, do you think there's room for compromise or discussions on the issue of Medicaid expansion? I know that the Democrat caucus has tried to come up with ways to increase the Medicaid funding under the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, I think there's definitely room for, those conversations and room for some, we may disagree on a lot of things, but at the end of the day, we're not that far apart, so I think we can have a lot of great conversations and come up with, innovative ways to do things. One of the challenges, whether we like it or not, is that we don't have much wiggle room when it comes to Medicaid expansion as far as, how we would have to implement it in South Dakota. I know some other states have done some unique things, and we can sure look at that, which I think we will as we move forward. But, we need to keep having the conversation because the reality is it's here, and we have to play within the rules of the game.
Now, we've been talking about, I guess, some of what you predict will be the major issues. Senator Rabe, some back burner issues that may be, we're a month ahead of the session, but maybe some other things that are maybe bubbling under that may be unexpected? Or is that hard to tell at this point?
I think it's hard to tell, and there's always the issue that, something always ends up being another major issue, but you never know what it is till you get into session. Just yesterday I was speaking with the High School Activities Association, and I actually primed a bill last year that addressed the punishment. We kind of adjusted the punishment for drug suspension for high school activities, mostly sports, but certainly all high school activities and students that get into a little trouble there. We did find we need to do a little bit more tweaking to that, so I'll be addressing some of those. But personally, I don't really have anything that I'm carrying, and I haven't heard a lot of other stuff bubbling under the surface.
Senator Sutton?
Yeah, I think that it's going to be a pretty jam-packed session. If you think of all the issues we're going to be discussing and be dealing with, there's a lot of big ones out there. I think some of the ones that may bubble up from that we talked about last year, maybe a little bit of Common Core discussions. I don't think that discussion's over yet. Another one that they talked about a little this summer was autism coverage for health insurance. And so that's a pretty big issue, and something that maybe is flying under the radar a little bit, but will become a pretty hot topic once it comes up.
Yesterday, the Juvenile Justice Reinvestment Initiative Work Group released its report. The group was looking for ways to reduce South Dakota's youth commitment rate. And Senator Sutton, I believe you were part of that work group. What's the next step there?
Well, I'm assuming that once the governor has time to, fully read the report and decide which direction to go, I'm assuming there'll be some agency bills or maybe one bill together that will address those reforms, and the legislature will take them up. I think there's a lot of good ideas and a lot of solutions being proposed to address some pretty serious problems when you look at juvenile justice. We just had the criminal justice reform, and that seems to be going very well, and this is kind of a similar concept. We're not looking to, be easy on crime. We're looking to be smarter on crime, because about 75% of the minors that we're talking about are, based on misdemeanors or CHINs, which stands for Children in Need of Supervision violations that they're in the DOC system for, or probation violations. And it's very expensive once they get in the DOC system. And so we're trying to figure out ways and interventions and community-based solutions to keep them out of these high-cost areas if they're non-violent offenders and if they're, you know, just made a mistake as a kid and need another chance rather than going into that system. Because if they go into that system, odds are they're coming back to that system once they get of age.
So, Senator Rabe, this will be something that's a part of as continuing with the reform of the criminal justice system that'll be tackled by the legislators this coming session.
Yeah, and I have not had time to fully read the report, been briefed on it, and certainly I think Senator Sutton summed it up very well. It mirrors very much what we did with the criminal justice reform a couple of years ago, and it certainly headed down that path of, again, not letting folks out of jail, if you will, that shouldn't be there, but being much smarter about addressing some of the needs and maybe interventions beforehand so that we do save, you know, not only save the state dollars, but to do the right thing for those folks and to help them lead productive and fruitful lives instead of being locked up. And so I think there's some really laudable goals, a lot of laudable goals there. So I'm excited about it. Everything I've heard, I think, is all meritous. We just need to vet it out a little bit and see where we go.
One of the issues that came up last year was an election issue, was the EB-5 scandal and the Government Operations and Audit Committee investigating that. Yesterday, issued a report that blamed the former Cabinet Secretary Richard Benda for any wrongdoing. Senator Sutton, does that end the matter as far as the state legislature is concerned, or is this something that may pop up again during this session?
Well, I think we'll still have conversations about it just because I think there's some legislation coming out of the GOAC committee, if I'm not mistaken. Looking at a couple different ways to strengthen oversight and to make sure that things like this don't happen again. You know, it was a, you know, terrible deal what happened, and I mean, I think there's a lot of questions that we did get answered. I think there's still some questions that we would like answered, but you know, it's important to have the conversations just to make sure that things like this are, you know, don't happen in the future.
Senator Rave.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's probably a fair statement. You know, we'll certainly, like you said, the lengthy report came out just yesterday. I think it was 77 pages. So, I've not had time to fully read that. I did glance through it. You know, I think there'll probably be a couple of pieces of legislation that do some what I'll call clean up, tighten up some areas where there's potential risk. Obviously, I think we're naive to believe that, you know, something bad couldn't ever happen again. But certainly we address what we can and what we know we can fix today. And then I think, you know, again, we still wait to see if there's going to be a federal investigation or not. I think that's still hanging out there. So we haven't heard any I've not heard any closure on that yet either way. So again, if there is a federal investigation and if that brings up something, well, we'll address that when and if that ever comes. But until then, I think we'll do a couple of minor changes to current statutes, tighten things up a little bit, and probably kind of park that off to the side.
Now, Senator Sutton, you were the assistant minority leader. Now you're the more minority leader in the Senate when the session begins. Some other leadership changes for the Democrats on the House side as well. For you, does this put more on your plate, more responsibilities now as this session begins? More work for you?
Yeah, I think so. I was joking around. I'm not sure that I knew what I was getting myself into when I ran for this position, but I think I'll be glad that I did. I've been on appropriations for the last 4 years since I came into the legislature, and so it'll be a change for me going away from a committee that I think was, you know, you really drill down and focus on the nuts and bolts and dollars and cents of everything, and now into a more focused on policy and more focused on, you know, leadership discussions. And so it is going to be a big change, but you know, I look forward to the challenge. I have a great working relationship with not only Senator Rave, but Senator Cory Brown, and I really look forward to working with those guys because I think we have a lot in common. I think we have a lot of common ground that we can come to, and you know, we are going to disagree on some things, but that's okay. That's what good government is about, is that being able to disagree on things but not be disagreeable.
Yeah, Senator Rave, you're nodding your head.
Absolutely. No, you know, Senator Sutton and I and Senator Frakes and Senator Brown all worked real well, I think, last year together. And I really enjoyed it, had a great time, and learned, I think we both learned stuff from each other. And so that's the exciting part. You know, nobody has a corner on the market of right. And so, you know, that's how we come up with good solutions to these issues and challenges that face the state. And, you know, we did let a House guy sneak over to the Senate in Representative Heinert. So we'll see how he moves into the mix. But no, it's going to be it'll be a fun year. So,
is there anything different about these sessions when you just had an election? So there maybe might be a few switches from houses and some new legislators. I don't know if there's maybe 20 or so new legislators. Does that change things a little bit?
I think a little bit. You know, we only actually have probably two brand new senators, and they're both Republican, but everybody else, I believe, has either served before or switched from just recently from the House this time. So, you know, our dynamic probably won't change as much. We've got a pretty experienced group of legislators. So, I'm really looking forward to the session. I think I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, Senator Sutton, what is the mood? Are you excited too?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, you look at all the big issues that we have to tackle, and we do it in a very efficient manner every year. I mean, we do it in 40 days or less every single year. And you look around at other states, and even when you look at what the federal government does, I mean, we get a lot done in a really short amount of time, and it's because we don't have time to play political games. We have to get things done, and you know, if we can't come to agreements, then sometimes things die, and sometimes they move on, you know. So I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be a new role for myself, but it's a role I'm really looking forward to, and I guess I'm excited about it.
Well, finally, with the governor's budget address coming up in about a half hour here at the state capitol, Senator Rave, any things that you're looking for that maybe listeners that'll be listening in, what they should be keeping an ear out for?
Yeah, I think, you know, in fairness to our members, you know, in full disclosure, Senator Sutton and I have seen a brief of the budget, not seen the entire package, but this governor has done a great job of allowing the members to hear the budget first before releasing it. And so in keeping with that vein, I think what our listeners should be looking for is meeting or exceeding increases to what I'll call the big three: education, healthcare providers, and state employees, and I think just some other very minor changes. I don't think there's really anything, like I said in my opening remarks, there's really nothing too huge or out of the box in this budget. But
no, it seems pretty straightforward. You know, I'm probably biased in that, you know, I'm looking for what is going to be offered for education and healthcare providers. That's been a big focus of mine ever since coming into the legislature, and it will still continue to be so. And so those tend to be the two areas that I really, you know, focus in on. And so that's what I'll be watching for, and I'm sure a lot of people will be watching to see what comes out of that as well. And you know, especially when you look at different side programs that aren't just specifically K-12 education, you know, different education scholarships and programs like that, to see, you know, if we're ramping those up or what we're doing with those also.
All right. Well, Senator Sutton and Senator Rave, thanks so much for stopping by and joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you.